begin the current daven sech the sugar that begin with the al begin tezim at begin with the gemara le nitzchei le gitayni shaba. You're right. We only need this case that it must be talking about that inside the big sukkah are the small little booths inside that, and it's regarding that that's machlekes b'yudin and the chacham. Says Taisus, Mashadachah b'kuntres this, that Rashi was pushing it, and he's explaining that l'avchon b'rabo that according to him, that Reisha Ruba Shalchanoi. So the question is, Marai l'Rabbi Yehuda, what's the proof according to Rabbi Yehuda that even the Ma'al Mechav is going to be kosher, because even though her seven sons were with her, what do you mean? Ha'yev shalashivet banim b'shivet tavachim, not possible to have seven sons and seven tavachim. So obviously, said Rashi, that you're right. The Gemara's answer is only for Rav Huna, who said regarding Dalet Amos. But for Rav Chanan, most definitely, it's difficult. How could you even say that the case is talking about that her and her seven sons are in seven tefachim? Tosh Tzai says, "Lav Pirchi." It's not a difficulty. Could the Dilma Ruchat Tuba? Maybe it's very long. Maybe it's width. It's not more than seven tefachim. But no, but Oisa Oyer Chaviyosfi and the sons were in the length, and if it makes sense, we're just being a riot. His opinion that yeah, even though it was a Malam Mechav Amah. And the width was not more than seven tefachim, even though the length was very long. The Rabban were validating, again, the Mekor Rav Chanan, from the fact that the Chum didn't say anything. That was Rabbi Yehuda's proof. That who are you saying like? Beshamehi? Yeah, it's Beshamehi, v'lo tozmina v'chulu, and yeah, don't leave this, that yeah, we're passing like Beshamehi regarding Rosh Rubi Shulchan. So, Tosis says that Beseded of Amram, Pasak b'shisha mekayim b'salocha k'bishamay. So in the order of Rav Amram, he actually rules like b'shamay in six places. Chada is hide the sukkah. One is this in Hilcha Sukkah that tzricha shtei machzeg is reshev b'shalchan, that the sukkah has to be big enough to contain his head, the majority of his body, and his table, which is like b'shamay, like our different maschotais. Vidach b'menachas, other ones in menachas perikat chel is a memo min alas. Karesad mitzitz is regarding if the garment is made out of linen to make the wool strings, which is klayim. B'shamay put it, b'shamay says that you're exempt. And actually, B'shamah holds actually Asr, because they don't expound the smuchim to say Gidil M'tasalach is permitted in Shatnas. B'shamacham B'shamah holds that no, you're obligated. And he paskins like B'shamah in that. And Oy L'shem Kamachut Nunaisin. Also, regarding how many strings do you put into the for the strings of the tzitzis, that B'shamah Amdal, B'shamah say four, B'shamah Gimel, B'shamah say three, which we rule like B'shamah, that we have four strings. Oy Tassim also over there, regarding Kamatim Shalshal, how far should the strings be hanging down? B'shamah they say Dalad, four finger breadth, B'shamah Gimel, B'shamah say three. B'shamah Amdik B'shamah, regarding all these, we rule like B'shamah. V'idach, and the other one is B'mesech, Zbrach, Zbrach, Advam, Dafnanavam, and Beis. B'shamah M'chabnis Abayis, that first you sweep the house, V'achan, then you wash your hands. And the Rindig Mother tells us over there, B'kuli Perkin, Allah, B'shamah, B'shamah. And the whole paragraph we like Basil, except for that one. So you see that that's also like Bishamay. I'd have some same picker there also at the end of the paragraph. It says, some ate and drank and did not make the bracha achreina, the bracha samasin. The mice big more over the Rabbi Rachano that you have to go back at that. That the Ashkechin and the Havad, that he went back and he found a golden dove. And also, Bechad Tamad the Abiki Besham and Ashkecharniki, like another student that did like Besham and he found a purse. Whereas Vedev Tamad the Abiki Besil, Achle Ari, we found another student that did like Besil and a lion ate him. So you see that regarding that, the Allah is like Bishamay. Now, Bakhtar's Kosh actually says, it's a little bit difficult. How to come a husband? So why is the Gemara saying, but they have a cool pick and Allah Bishamay, that the whole parak is like Bishamay, except for the one of Natil Sidayim, that you sweep first? What do you mean? Isn't that other one regarding Bichas and also like Bishamay? So Stay says, no, but Bishamay Shum the Bishamay, Nami Moidal Gitchilami Abdinka Bishamay. Maybe because in that Allah, Bishamay also agrees that initially once you do like Bishamay. It's only the Ebb if you don't. So therefore, that's why we didn't say that's like Bishamay, like Bishamay, because even Bishamay agrees to that Allah. Now the Masha Pasik Behach the Hochik Bishamai. Now, regarding this, that he rules that this halacha of regarding the sukkah of the minimum size with Shulchanai, like Bishamai and Alak Basil, so it says in Lahaksh, don't ask more than minimum pair come the brachas this, that the Gemara brings the first breaking brachas the Bidalf and Av Dhamma Bisa Bisa says, Us give Bishamai, Us Boy Klum. Someone does like Bishamai regarding Bishachbach of Kumech, regarding Krishma, that he actually lays down at night and he actually gets up in the morning. So Yisus says that no, laws of a he hasn't done anything. And Maisi, right? What's his proof? Mehi milsa the sukkah from the story that happened regarding this machlekes in our Mishnah regarding the halacha sukkah. But Maisi Rabbi Yechon Nachorni. Shechala, he was ill, so the elders of Shammai and the elders of Bishil came to visit him, and they found him, that only that his head, majority of his body was in the sukkah, Shechala, but the rabbi says, the table was in the house. So Amalei Zikin Mishamai, so the elders of Bishamai said to him, Cain, if this is what the way, how you said, Nekal Yimechal, you came to Mitzvah Yimechal, this is how you always would, always acted all your life, it means you never felt the Mitzvah all the days of your life. Maskin Hasam, and the Gemara goes up, where that's okay. Now, Rav Yosef equates the machlekes between Bisham Mesil and Rav Krishma to the machlekes of sitting Rishma Rubai in the sukkah and his shulchan in the house. And both of them, we say, if you do like Bisham, you haven't done anything. That's what he's comparing. Now, the problem is that by the machlekes of sukkah, that we say Allah is like Mesil, and the way Rav Yochanan Chorni was doing, which was only Risha Berubai, Sakhar Ram saying, Allah is like Bishamai, in this halacha to say also Shulchanik. Says Taisis, no, he plucked the Basukah Gedalah. That Machlik Rav Yosef brings regarding a large Shulchan, which actually that's the narrative of the story. Shahayu Yachib Risha Berubai Basukah, and his Shulchan is in the house. Sadly, the only problem wasn't in the size, but actually what he was doing. Ah, can maskin the Batarti Beligas. Actually, our Gemara concludes that there's two Machlik Bisham Mesil. Bahi halacha b'sil, regarding the large sukkah, just your tables inside the house, that halacha is like b'sil. That, yeah, your yaitza. Aval halacha b'sukkah k'tan, here we're talking about a small sukkah. Baha halacha b'shamay, regarding that halacha is like b'shamay. Now, miwa, we're b'shmayt in the hasam tamer. But this is l'maysa. Anyways, it's a wonder that whole sukkah over there. Because, hey, chadayik, how's the Gemara infer from the asukkah b'shamay, that if you did like b'shamay, then you haven't done anything, which was the point of Rav Yosef. The raya the maisi basik b'sil myri. What I mean, and the proof he brings is like that he did like b'sil that this Rabbi Yochanan Chorni that he hasn't fulfilled his obligation. So what's the comparison to doing like b'shamay? Boy, more b'sil taisis is v'chitzar raya alzeh hechad alach b'sil. Do you think you need a proof of this regarding if talach is like b'sil? Shit, masik b'shamay did like b'shamay la'isul lekumi. You haven't done anything. We always know alach is like b'sil, not like b'shamay. So it says with some alone. So what you have to say is the itzah chasim lasuye. Yeah, we have to say with the hechad b'sil machmir medraban. Where Basil are stringent rabbinically. Ubishami Mukmalad Raisa Belogizri and Bishami keeps it on the biblical law and they were in Geyser. And that's what's saying him also Bishamai. Even in such a case, Loyosi de Khabaz Abul Rais is not fulfilled his obligation even biblically. Where the whole halacha is rabbinically. Kedashkal and Bishamai, like we found Bishami Hekel Yosef Apisko de Metalalto. That if someone's sitting by the opening of the sukkah, like if you find Rabbi Yochanan Chorni, they're sitting by Pesach Sukasa, even the Midrash is no problem. Shami hold that there's Isid Rabbanon where the Gazri, they were going to Shem Yimashach al Shachan, you might be drawn after your table, but coming there, the elders of Bashami said, this way he always did, Lokem the Mitzvah Mimech, he never fulfilled the Mitzvah Sukkah in all your days, where that film in the Rise like Kaim, that what are they saying? That even in the Rise, he never fulfilled the obligation because he violated the rabbinic injunction. And the Bashami initially himself from that of Bashami, we hear to be sold to another place, of Krishma, that someone that did not fulfill the Gzera that Basil made. Not only did you not fulfill the rabbinic halacha, but you didn't fulfill the biblical halacha. So Taisa in the first approach had said that when Rav Yosef says, if you did like Bishamai, you haven't done anything, he's talking about Sukkah Gedailah. And he differentiates, halacha Bishamai is only by Sukkah Ketana, but by Sukkah Gedailah, yeah, that's where we find halacha of Gesil. According to the second approach of Taisa, this Rav Yosef says, halacha Bishamai, you haven't done anything, is coming to prove from the elders of Bishamai to Rabbi Yochanan Chorni to somewhere else. And that is where Bishil, where Geizer examined Rabban, and Bishamai was not Geizer. That's what's saying, how is it Bishamai? Even in the Torah, you not fulfill the obligation. And yeah, according to that approach, one would not have to differentiate between the Sukkah Gedolah and the Sukkah Ketana. The next says, not to begin with the Gemara, by Hashem Bidal Ramas. A house that's not Dal Ramas, so it mentions all different types of things it's not going to be valid for. So he says, B'Yishami Chashem, B'Yishami adds on other cases, She'ein Torah L'Maisa, where the halacha, it only becomes considered untithed produce for Maisa when it goes into the house, it's not considered going into the house. And also, B'Noidah B'Nabai, when the comes, but if somebody makes a vow from going into the house, it's not considered a house. And but Oidah really should have said another case, Lin Pesach Beisab Shal Namarasa, where if she's Mezana, she has to be stoned by the entry of her father's house. If that's where he lived in, it's not considered a house. And then you wouldn't do it over there because that's not considered as a bais. Kinnik says that we're going to do the Gemara, Ve'im Anich Ba'erv. And one of the other cases was that if it's less than dalad dalad, you don't put the Erev in there. Which Chase explained what's the reason for this. Because the Lecha Zaldira, because not fit for a dwelling place, and therefore it's not going to qualify for what the Erev is supposed to be. And so Chase actually Vafila Lishmol. Imakon Shmuel Dom Pek Mashud Zu that he says an Erev Nevim Tesam Al. Erev Mashum Kin, the Erev actually functions not as a deer, but as halacha of acquisition. But loymiknu rishusayu b'shvil bais, but they don't acquire their domains because of a house, because lechazal dira, because it's not fit to be a dwelling place. And even if you hold mishum kinyan, you also have to have that it's a kinyan in a something that's fit for it to be a dira. As Tzeis approves with the kavasei ashkan chazam shmul gufe, we find Shmuel himself over the dama that he says by shem nichmai erev, the house that you put the erev in ain't tzarich lidin bas, that owner of that house does not have to put in bread to join into the erev. My time, what's the reason? Because kula hachadari, everyone's so to speak living over here. And he's already living there, so he doesn't have to put bread to be living over there. Now, so it says, what do you mean? I've been disley Eir Bisham Kinyan. He holds Eir is not because of deer, but because of Kinyan. And they acquired to each other Bisham Demanche Reuben Beisa because they put the Eir in his house. Obviously, that, yeah, even according to Shmuel, that even though it's Mishum Kinyan, there also has to be a Beisa that's real. Deer, and therefore, he would agree to this halacha that Eir Manichma Eir in this house, that's less than Dalai Lamas.